Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tankar's Tavern blog. We have two things on today's agenda. First is a quick thing about Gale. Nothing that she recently said, by the way. And then it's a new RPG that's going to be coming out this year, a licensed property, which looks interesting. But first, let's look at Gale. So, if you go to unicourt.com, you can look up the DeSanto versus Gale Gygax case. I'm not signing up for the paid version because I don't have enough invested in it. And I don't know, it's like $35, $40 a month to look at cases, and I don't know, if I was doing this as a full-time job, that would be perfectly fine and reasonable, but I don't have $35 to piss away every month on something like this, just so I can get a better view at Gale. But, all right, so the lawsuit was filed last June, June 22nd, in Los Angeles County Superior Courts. Fair enough. Party details. Plaintiff, DeSanto, Tom, represented by Weinstein, Michael E., and Joan Liss, David Binder. Defendant, Gygax, Gale, represented by, and this is the kicker, folks, unrepresented. Well, it means that Gale is taking care of herself on this one. She is representing herself. And there's that saying, those that represent themselves in legal matters are representing a fool. Well, I think that is certainly the deal here. I am surprised that nobody, not even her brother-in-law, take her case. She's, I'm sure, claiming that she has no money to be represented, but hey, I don't know. Interesting, though. Very interesting. Now, you know, if you pay the fee, you can look up and get all the docket entries. Not needed. All I need to see is Gale is not represented. She does not have a lawyer who has a case. Now, talking about lawyers, there's Ty Beard popping up in social media with a potential lawsuit or lawsuits being filed. And I've heard Frog Guy Games. I have heard Steve Jackson Games. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I haven't seen anything official from either company in regards to this, so time will tell. Now, let's move on to the licensed RPG. This is one that I think a large number of people are going to be interested in. It's a license that, if done well, should play well. It is Alien, the role-playing game. Yep. Alien, the role-playing. Now, they have a cinematic play, which is based on pre-made scenarios that emulate the dramatic arc of an Alien film. And they have campaign play, which is sandboxy. Okay. So, what is this going to consist of? What kind of game system are we talking about? Well, I believe it was easier to find before that they are you. Oh, here we go. That page is hard to navigate because it just wants to bounce up and down. The rules of the game are based. Oh, I hate when I see that on a professional website. In any case, the rules of the game are based on the acclaimed Year Zero engine using award-winning games such as Tales from the Loop and Mutant Year Zero, but adapted and further developed to fully support and enhance the core themes of alien horror and action in the cold darkness of space. I think there's a lot that's going for this game. I think between the setting, we should really be looking at something that will be fun to play. I mean, TSR do Bug Hunters with their amazing engine? My God, right? That's before we forget about stuff like this. I believe Bug Hunters was their Aliens knockoff, and it was there to emulate the play of Alien and Aliens. But I should take that out. I probably have that somewhere. Yeah, the amazing engine was not all that amazing. But I guess TSR felt they needed to diversify back then and to having more. But they did diversify because every game system they put out had its own system, pretty much, right? I mean, Marvel Supers, all right, they used that same system in, I think, Gamma World 4 and in Conan. You see what happens? It's like a... Sorry, I get like off the beaten path, and then I find a new path, and I keep on going off. In any case, we don't have a pricing on the Aliens game yet. We don't have an actual date. It says 2019. That being said, we are almost in May. It's being announced now. They're not announcing a Kickstarter. So, oh, almost forgot. Holy shit. Announced today, launched today. Dun, dun, dun. Far Away Land OSR Edition Kickstarter out there right now. You should be in it to win it, or at least you should be in it to be backing Far Away Land. I will be. I love Far Away Land. By the way, one of the backer levels is, I think, about $500. You get to go out and hang out with Dirk Stanley in a bar local to him, talk the game, eat, drink, and be merry. If I live closer, I think he's out in Tennessee or Kentucky, one of those places. I consider it, but too far away. But Dirk is a fun guy, and his material shows it. So if you haven't yet, take a peek. Go to Kickstarter. Look it up. Far Away Land. I believe it's Simeon Games is the company name. I'll be backing. I should have backed it already. I had a busy day. We got renovations starting either Wednesday or Thursday on two of our rooms. And I needed to get the first room pretty much ready to go, which meant moving out my son's shit from when he moved out 6 months ago. Holy crap, for even 6 months ago. So we had to make room to move his shit so we'd have his shit somewhere else. Story of my life. All right, folks. On that note, as always, stay safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.